We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, in less than 2 weeks, the Texans are going to begin a 10-day stretch. It's hard to imagine a tougher 10-day stretch to start the season. You're going to face the Kansas City Chiefs, the world champs, and the best team in the regular season in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens, who've added Calais Campbell to their defense. The question I have for you, OG, and we're also going to talk about the latest on a familiar face potentially joining the Ravens, is are we sure that the Chiefs are the toughest team the Texans are going to face in that 10-day stretch? Or could the Baltimore Ravens actually be the team to beat in the AFC?
Well, they were the better team last year until the postseason, until the Tennessee Titans, you know, played one hell of a game, and Derrick Henry did what Derrick Henry did to a lot of people last year, especially in the postseason. I feel like we are so enamored with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I feel like they have some absolute edges over the Ravens. But overall, the Ravens might be a better team. I think they're, you know, the edge that the Chiefs have is a quarterback who's been there, done that, pressure's off, won a Super Bowl, not only is mobile, but has an incredibly, incredibly impressive arm, more so than Lamar Jackson. Obviously not as explosive running the ball, but just the overall better quarterback, number one. They also have weapons that Lamar Jackson just doesn't have. He's not that he doesn't have good weapons.
He has some good ones.
Yeah, not that he doesn't have good weapons, but come on, man. I mean, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and
Sammy Watkins.
I just go down the
list. Hardeman.
And Clyde Edwards-Helaire is apparently going to be the next thing. So it's understandable why, you know, most of us, including myself, would say, oh, Chiefs, oh, man, Chiefs are going to be, you know, ridiculous. Ravens might end up being better, and it wouldn't be a big surprise.
Jordan Schultz had this conversation. Jordan Schultz does a lot of stuff for ESPN. He also does the CJ McCollum podcast. He was talking about the Baltimore Ravens on his podcast, and I think he laid out a pretty good case for the Ravens being the better team that the Texans face in that 10-day stretch than the Kansas City Chiefs. Here is his case that the Ravens, not the Chiefs, are the better squad the Texans face during that stretch.
I think Baltimore has got to be, to me, the Super Bowl favorite, ahead of Kansas City, ahead of anybody else. If you really think about the Ravens last year, plus 250 and differential, they were dominant. Lamar Jackson, obviously an MVP, but I really hope he's okay mentally. Moving on from Earl, the fact that they have that offense, they bring in J.K. Dobbins. You know, you're talking about a team that's going to be able to run the ball and control the clock extremely well. Really good young tight end. I think the biggest thing for Lamar Jackson is just to be a little bit more accurate so that they don't have to always get bailed out. I mean, he's great at that. But if he can be a little bit more accurate, 2-3%, you're talking about a team that, to me, should win the Super Bowl. You know, well coached. There's just so much to like about Baltimore.
Listen, they got Calais Campbell for a fifth.
Totally forgot about that. You're right.
And then they also steal Patrick Queen in the first.
I mean, look, they got Patrick Queen out of LSU, who was their best player, and they added Calais Campbell for a fifth-round pick. I mean, and I think there's just kind of this assumption that Lamar Jackson's just all of a sudden going to get figured out. I think that's the one thing.
That's a big mistake.
For whatever reason, like, the guy wasn't supposed to be a good quarterback in the NFL. Then all of a sudden you move the goalpost, and it's, well, teams are going to figure him out. Then he has one bad playoff game, and it's like, see, I told you so. And the goalpost just keeps being moved for Lamar Jackson. What if the best is yet to come for Lamar Jackson? What if Lamar Jackson, just like many other quarterbacks who don't play his style, what if Lamar Jackson just has early playoff struggles, like say a Peyton Manning, like say a Brett Favre?
Sure.
What if that this has just been a learning experience and he's actually going to get better? That's something else that Jordan Schultz answered. What about this theory and this notion that Lamar Jackson's going to get figured out and that the Ravens, because of that, are not in the same class as teams like the Kansas City Chiefs?
How do you figure him out? Like, you can't figure out the way he runs. I mean, he's the most dynamic runner at quarterback I've ever seen. I mentioned the accuracy. He was in the mid-60s all year. Everything he does has deception in it. And even if you do figure him out, he's probably going to improve as a passer. Like I said, that it's going to be extremely difficult for defenses to get a read on him. But even when they do, like, I don't really know what you do to slow him. I mean, he's just so dynamic.
I think he's so dynamic, to use his word there, running the ball, that people just assume he can't throw. You know, even though all evidence to the contrary, you know, he was just talking about they're throwing in the 60s, you know, able to make, you know, plays. He's not Patrick Mahomes. I just said that myself. But people, he's just been pigeonholed as this caricature of this athletic quarterback. He's more than that. He's absolutely more than that.
And now there's rumblings that the Baltimore Ravens, who again already added Calais Campbell, who's been a All Pro, I believe, four times, if I'm not mistaken, he's been a Pro Bowler, I think, four or five times, could be joined by a familiar face around here, Jadeveon Clowney, now being linked to the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. So you already have a pretty good case. I still think Kansas City's the team to beat, but I don't think Baltimore is far behind. But you already have a good case that Baltimore is the Super Bowl favorite over Kansas City. And now there's talk that Jadeveon Clowney could sign with Baltimore and join a team that we already think is good. Would Jadeveon Clowney going to Baltimore, would that make the Ravens better than the Chiefs in your eyes?
Whew. Man, it would put him right there. I'm not trying to straddle that fence, as you like to say, but I really think it would be about a dead heat. I really do. I mean, I'd love to see them play each other. The Texans are going to be a good barometer, if you will, with both those guys early in the season. But what Clowney can bring and also provide for the other really good players on the defensive line. I mean, don't forget that. Look what he did for when he and J.J. were on the field at the same time. I know it wasn't a lot. What they did for each other, it was pretty dang incredible.
I mean, he went to Seattle last year, and I think when they made that move, a lot of people were like, is this the move that puts Seattle over the top? Is this what's going to put them over the top, and is this where Jadeveon Clowney gets that fire lit under his butt? And he had some very good games. He also had the sports hernia, and it didn't quite go according to plan. But Seattle also had a lot of flaws on defense. So Jadeveon mm-hmm. Clowney wasn't just the missing piece. If he goes to Baltimore, he truly, truly, truly will be expected, and I think it's a realistic expectation to be that guy that takes them to another level and puts them over the top. They might not even need Jadeveon Clowney. We could be talking about the Baltimore Ravens in February playing in the Super Bowl without Jadeveon Clowney even being a part of things. But if he's there, that's a guy that can win you a game. You don't often add guys that can win you a game.
Two touchdowns last year, one on Sunday night game, whatever it was, pretty much by himself. Still, I always go back to the tackles for losses and the pressures that he provides. What would he do for Calais Campbell? Just that alone. What would he do for Calais Campbell?
And I mean, they already have all these guys that are already on the roster. And I think the thing that we need to keep an eye on is, we look at Pat Mahomes and we look at Deshaun Watson, and I think people assume that Pat Mahomes' best football is ahead of him. And we assume around here that Deshaun Watson's best football is ahead of him. I think Lamar Jackson last year, for whatever reason, people look at that and say, oh, that's as good as it gets. He's not going to be better. Like Lamar Jackson, oh my gosh. Granted, it was his first full year as a starter. Granted, the year before that, he became the starter and took them to the playoffs. But you know what? That's
how much better can he get?
That arrow's coming down, like Lamar Jackson. And I'm not saying statistically Lamar Jackson's going to do what he did last year. I mean, statistically, Lamar Jackson is there's a chance that it doesn't get that good for him. Although, but you don't have a lot of times people have these MVP years. Quarterbacks have MVP years. but they actually have better seasons throughout their career because they put it together. And when the playoffs come around, they put it together.
They get surrounded by more talent.
I just think it's a very dangerous mindset. And I'm not even saying that I'm completely free of it, but I just think it's a very dangerous mindset to assume that Lamar Jackson is just all of a sudden in his early 20s coming off taking the league by storm, all of a sudden just going to gradually get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And everybody says, well, Lamar Jackson, eventually he's going to get hurt. Pat Mahomes has been hurt. Deshaun Watson's been hurt. Lamar Jackson has not been hurt in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He has not been hurt in the NFL. So of all these three guys we talk about, as far as being hurt, Pat Mahomes has missed games due to injury. Deshaun Watson has missed games due to injury. Lamar Jackson has not. And breaking news, you've said this to me before, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. Most football players get hurt.
Most.
So if you're sitting there around and you can, and you're saying when he gets hurt, see, I told you so. Name me a football player that hasn't been hurt.
You can't.
Of all the three, though, he has not.
So far, but he's also got more weapons. You're a big fan of Dobbins, J.K. Dobbins.
And Devin Duvernay, know him very well.
And Duvernay they brought in. They already have Hollywood.
Who's put on some weight.
And, by the way, Mark Ingram.
You heard of Mark Andrews, who led all tight ends in touchdowns last year?
Exactly. So he could, I'm with you, he could just get 2 percentage points better throwing the ball. Two. And just be MVP again and take them to places they haven't been.
Yeah, I mean, he could be a regular season guy right now. But how is that, for whatever reason, we look at it different. You know, Peyton Manning struggles in the regular season, then he goes to the playoffs early in his career and he wets the bed. And it's like, oh, well, maybe one day he'll get over that hump. Lamar Jackson does it, and it's like, oh, yeah, see, the league's figured him out. Nah, maybe Tennessee just played a good game and Lamar Jackson just has some learning to do when it comes to the postseason. Maybe his team just wasn't ready to go. Also, Mark Ingram got banged up in that game, so they weren't able to run the ball as much as they usually would. That's why they added J.K. Dobbins to the mix, to where there's not as much of a drop-off. Arguably the best running back in the draft. I'm telling you, it's going to be a tough 10-day stretch regardless.
I agree.
The one thing we can agree on, and the one thing I think anyone can agree on, especially on the text line, is if it's not the Ravens, then it is the Chiefs, and if it's not the Chiefs, it is the Ravens. The Texans are facing the two best teams in the NFL the first 10 days of the season, which starts about 2 weeks from now, less than 2 weeks from today. So keep an eye on it. I would just warn a lot of people to be very careful with the way in which you look and evaluate Lamar Jackson. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on a Football Friday. Texan scrimmage yesterday, Sean Pendergast was in attendance. Unique experience that could come into play. There's something that Sean saw yesterday that could be a factor in the first couple games for the Texans and for the NFL as a whole. We'll talk to him about that. We'll also talk to him about who shined and who flat out sucked. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.